listening. Activity 1. Listen and answer the questions.
Sitting Bull, whose Indian name was Tatanka Ayataki, was born in the Grand River region of what is now South Dakota around 1831. Sitting Bull was a member of the Sioux tribe. The Sioux fought against hostile tribes and white intruders. Soon, Sitting Bull became known for his fearlessness in battle. He was also generous and wise, virtues admired by his tribe. Sitting Bull became a leader of the Strong Heart Warrior Society, and he successfully increased Sioux hunting grounds. However, the U.S. Army continually invaded this territory. From 1863 to 1868, the Sioux fought the Army's presence on their land. In approximately 1867, Sitting Bull became the first chief of the entire Sioux Nation. Shortly after that, although Sitting Bull refused to sign the treaty, peace was made with the U.S. government, who promised that the Black Hills would remain in Sioux possession forever. However, in the mid-1870s, the discovery of gold brought more than 1,000 prospectors to the Black Hills. The government threatened the Sioux with an order to return to their reservations. The demand was resisted by the Sioux, and in March, General George Crook set up a camp to attack the natives. Sitting Bull and the Sioux realized they could not defeat the army alone. They were joined by the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, and on June 17, 1876, they clashed with U.S. troops and forced them to retreat at the Battle of the Rosebud, then set up camp at Little Bighorn. On June the 25th, Lieutenant Colonel Custer led his army of more than 200 soldiers into the village along the Little Bighorn River. By the end of the day, Custer and his army were dead. Sitting Bull thought that the Sioux triumph at this siege would mean the end of battles with the U.S. Army, but the hostility continued. In 1877, Sitting Bull and his followers escaped into Canada. However, within 4 years, famine forced them to surrender. Sitting Bull was held as a prisoner of war for 2 years before he was sent to join other Sioux at a reservation in North Dakota. In 1885, Sitting Bull joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show and traveled throughout the United States and Canada. Some believe he was allowed to join the show to keep him away from the reservation. When Sitting Bull returned to the reservation in 1889, many Native Americans were planning to have a ceremony called the Ghost Dance, which they believed would rid their land of the white people. The authorities were afraid that Sitting Bull would still be a much respected leader of the Sioux. They arrested Sitting Bull on December the 15th, 1890, as a precaution. When his warriors attempted to rescue him, Sitting Bull was killed.